The first Grateful Dead release since Jerry Garcia's death came out this week. The 2-CD set is called Greyfolded. By using advanced electronic techniques, Canadian John Oswald has produced a pair of extended versions of the Dead song Dark Star. Music critic Myla Miles says Oswald's results are both more surprising and entertaining than anyone might imagine.
Sad to say, I found that listening to old Grateful Dead albums in honor of the late Jerry Garcia was an inadequate memorial, if not downright depressing. Slapping on John Oswald's Grateful Dead was much more affirmative and gave me hope for tomorrow. Because, and this will probably raise some hackles out there, I think Grateful Dead is the only really interesting new music from the band in almost 15 years. The trouble with describing what Oswald does with music is that it makes his technique sound drier and more esoteric than they are. Briefly, he uses electronic sampling and computer manipulation of digital sound to create completely new works from old recordings. He calls this technique plunderphonics, and he's very precise and clever with it, coming up with creations that are witty and strange, never merely silly or chaotic. The most notorious example of plunderphonics was a 1989 remake of Michael Jackson's Bad. Oswald stuck together 10,000 Michaels to sing the chorus. It so incensed the gloved one's copyright lawyers that they ordered Oswald to destroy not just all known copies, but the original tapes. Then Phil Lesh, the Dead's bass player and a fan of experimental music, heard Oswald's work and was smitten. He convinced the band to throw open their vault of official concert recordings for plunderphonic treatment. Eventually, Oswald settled on massive reworkings of Dark Star, one of the most famous and far-out Dead numbers. Yes, 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 Grateful Dead is an hour and 45 minutes long. Yes, 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 some of Garcia's solos start in the 60s and don't end until the 90s. And yes, 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 you have to get into the spirit of the project. But that spirit is exactly the one of adventurous voyaging that the Grateful Dead originally stood for, not the groovy capitalism and inert nostalgia they came to symbolize. Grateful Dead comes close to the wild head trip they promised in their youth, but never quite delivered. It's also a testament to the Dead as a bewitching state of mind. John Oswald was not a Deadhead before he began this task. He only saw them perform twice. Yet I predict that Grateful Dead epitomizes Dark Star so well that it will stay closely associated with the band and will become one of their strangest and most enduring monuments. At the very least, it blows away all this mopey end-of-an-era mood.
Milo Miles is a writer living in Cambridge. John Oswald's Grateful Dead is distributed by Swell Productions in Toronto.